Kelim Perek Yud Mishnah Gimel. Tavas Hamchalachas Vinish Mishmetas. It's not so tight. It's shaking, but doesn't fall off. Yud says Matzalas. Chacham says in Matzalas. Bchol Yitzur Chacham says Matzalas or not. Ma'isa, since it stops the Meruah Chabtsa from the Gufa falling off, it's called some Ipsel, even though it shakes from Koymai. It's going to be considered some Ipsel. Chacham say no, since it's not tight enough, therefore it's not considered some Ipsel. Just stick in the wrath. The passage of Dava should be like Rabbi Yehuda. The Ma'aseh is some of Psil, and it is sealed. So, what's the Pshat in the Chachamim? As the Mishnah Torah says, the Yisod Dava is the Pshat. The Yisod some of Psil is you coming to Mevato the Shem Pesach from it. It's not just a Chetzitza Ba'alma. It's Mevato the Shem Pesach from it. So, therefore, now the Yisod of the Shaila is. What's Mevat Hashem Pesach? Hashem Pesach Mevat, you have to have a stima gemura, and therefore it's still Hashem Pesach. Or no, the fact that it's inside and it's not falling off, that's enough already to take off the Hashem Pesach. The Maram in Olas practitioner Alves says that the Awish Pachas doesn't work in the Rabbanan is dafka in the Pesach Chavis, but on the side it would work. So the pshat is like the heads was like we just said. The Yisod Dov is returning about the same pesach. The same pesach is not batel, only by stima gemura. But nekev on the side of other. Once you say something, the mind of that about the same pesach. Asagis argues in the Rambam. He says that few lashon and mishnah nearly about pirish acher. That the pshat is talking about the maguf is hollow, and the pirish chavis fits inside of it. And it's mudekas and doesn't come off. And the machlekes is do you need meruach or not? You know it's matzah without meruach. So Chum says it's not mach and he matzahs because you have to have meruach. And as mover in the Ravid, that even though it's closed well, the Chum hold that it doesn't work. Yeah, you said it's the machlekes. What's the you said of doing with some of sil? According to the Ravid, it didn't some of sil has to be attached very well. So if that's machlekes, you know it's matzah even though there's no tit. Not like that. I'm saying the Rambam holds is poshut that you need a tit, and as you said, it comes guf echir with the kli, and as much that there is no tit, it's poshut, it's not going to be good. That's a shakuba teichesh, that's a teichesh, chav is tameh, the chav is going to be tameh. This is a chilek of the chavitz, of the sheretz is in the avodah maguf over there, it's matam of the chavitz, because we look at it as a part of the chavitz. I saw in Perches that you have a kli b'toich kli, the halacha is that it's called teichai, like teich teichai, and therefore eichel in the kli p'nimi is not going to be tam, and machas tumah the kli chitzayin, or the other way around, because it's done as teich teichai. The shal over here, why is it be different? The chay, the yisera dov is, we use it as in teich teichai, is being that the magufa is not a kli b'nei atzimai, it's a chilek of a chavis, therefore it doesn't have a din of a teich teichai, and therefore that's why it's going to be bothered to it. The Rash, this is the Pshat, since it's talking about a gufa, which you can't take it away without breaking it, if it doesn't have to take teichai, because it's not a kli, which is different from a mechavas, the only way to separate is by breaking it, therefore that's the Yisod HaDavar, why it's all considered one shame kli. Dalet, kada pekash l'gem, yinusna l'pi hachavas, meirich amet sadam l'hitzel. He said the mission is that something that has a hole in it, it needs meruach, through the holes, even though tumah doesn't go derech nekev, but in order to get a shame, since they are Pesach, it's not considered that sasum, therefore you have to do Mimriach. Shachman has an aura that's mashal of even small holes is going to mess up the din sum of psal. And before in practice, Mishachas, we said, Shirnek, Gufa Chavis is Kamalei Mitza. So what's the Pshat over here? We're saying even a smaller shear is Mimavat, otherwise it's different over there. So the Chedi Sweet Hadav is that Yish the Chalik between a matzav where it originally was like that. Or Pshat is, it was totally a full-fledged sum of sil, and afterwards it got a hole. If the Pshat was a full-fledged sum of sil, and then it got a hole, some Pshat is going to have to have a bigger share. Pshat, if originally that's how it was made, so it's a concern the whole against the sum of sil, and therefore that's the reason why it's not going to be matzal. So the question is, do you need memala and melamatan, or either one alone is going to be enough. The Rabbi says it's enough. Oilamata, oilamala. Lashon HaRosh is Ashimach Melamata and Lamala. It's Mashiach, you need both in order to be considered good. Arosh HaOr, or kasher b'mishicha over there, if you react to minutes tadam, that alone is going to be matzel, and that'll be enough. The autumn, it's like I said, it won't have holes like arig, and therefore that'll be enough. We have a chavish and skapel b'zefesh shalom medes. Matzel and the chametz is going to be matzel. So the kavod mahalchi and the lund mechlekes yudei v'chachamim. The rav the mashlin, the mechlekes is some of fill from inside or not. Because the only time it's matzel is that some of it's olav, the kisoy has to be on the kli, mashenik, and the steam is v'fnim, therefore it's not going to be matzel. Chacham said, no, they don't have the drasha of some psil, enough that it's inside, then it's going to be okay. However, the rabbi says that some of psil is olav, it's on the whole thing, even though it's fanis, or some of psil is din on the avir. This is talking about the zevis and the muris and the kli. Kli cheres with super with zephes. And the cheres, somewhere to the top of the kli, got peeled off. So now it looks like the two came one on top of the other one. The pnimi is zephes, and the chitzain is cheres. That's what it looks like. Now the Mishnah handles, what's the din of the kelim? Which is zephes maps between the stima to the defines of the cheres itself. So according to you, that's not called mukuk some of psil, because the kisa is not munach on the good of cheres itself, it's on the zephes. When the chum, since the zavis, the chavis is called like it's a chelik of the kli. The chum dashed in some psil olav, and if Yehuda says olav, and then we toiche. Therefore, even though the zavis is attached to the chavis, it's a chelik of it because it's not, it doesn't help, because it's like in the kli. The chum say that no. Dash in olav, the mayat toiche, and since the zavis is a chelik of the chavis, it's not mafsik, therefore it's called mukh of some psil. Chavis and nikva is still mushmarim. Chavish got a hole in a yisoysim of Shemarim. Rash says the Chiddush of the Mishnah is that the Yish some of Psil b'fnim, that the Chiddush of the Mishnah is some of Psil b'fnim. As we hear this chilek on this, and that's not going to be matzah, we all the Yish some of Psil b'fnim. The Ramban, the Gemara of a Kama, that the Pshat is the Mishnah we learn out, is a stima to nekev. You might think that only things should help with Hasaka or Kivshan, that needs a tikkun gomer. It's not like a Pesach. Kamash Malon, that Stima Snakev works even though you don't have a full Tikkun. Or Hashemir Chmin Estadim. Over there, you have to be Seisimit from the sides. Not an Apiyah Chavis, and Mirach Chmin Estadim is Tatzel. So the Chedesh Shai Lezer, the Gemara in Bava Basin's word that Shtikli Eitz is a Kamu Tumid Darabonin. So I could say that Nes Alps are with some Sil. The Kli Mekamed Darabon is not going to work. This survey, we're talking about a Nesser, which is Pashit, with you Bichal Yom Sakin and Ofa Shemesh. Therefore, that type of Nesser, the Chamon weren't Gezer. I want to say, Faker, the Gantz, the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, the B'di'avid, that's not which Mekamed Darabon, that would, yes, be considered a Chatzitza. Says a Nesser, Nesser Nabil Tani, if there are two, you have to make a Metzadim in a Sechaveri. Asan Besinim, you have a Klevis Dakas of a snab, you starve them, so over there, ain't Sech and Mech and Amsa, this is considered one thing. Tani Yashab Techadus, Sri Lapi Yashan, Nitla Yashan, Sri Lapi Yashan, Sri Lapi he said in the mission is that, if it's Eifin, had to be Matzah, there's a Matzah midin some of Psil. And then there's also a matzel midin oil. Some of psil is a kelim which is not a kabotumo, the tanner. That's if and how it's going to work. There's also a atzala of midin oil. Oil is a kli. This is bitumo, but a tanner shalcheris sometimes because it's a kli, and the matzel dafka with some psil. And sometimes it's like said a kli and give matzah midin oil. What's the tali? It's tali was nigam velachti. It's nigam velachti tana is called a kli, kabbalas toner, tana or tana is chadash. But mashingai tana chadash is not said nigam velachti, it's not said a kli, kabbalas tumba, and therefore it can be matzah midin oil. Therefore, tana yoshan is a kli, only works midin some so. Mashingai tana chadash can work midin oil. So our mishnah is this chadash and yoshan, which is zevet echzeh, and the kisei is carving both of them. And the Mishnah handles when does it work, midin oil or not. Echadus, and Svir Zapay Yashan. If Nidla Yashan, Svir Nefalas, I call Tamei, because the Tani Yashan is only correct midin some of Psil, and the whole thing falls off, so therefore it's not Kibuchos Mitama. Vim Lav, if it doesn't fall off when you take off Tanar Pnimi, it's wider, or it's on the Tanach Chitzin. Then it's oil together, Tanach Chitzin Chadash, it's next to the Kli, and it's Matzel Mitin Tumah. Mashiach, you have Chadash B'Tech Yashan, the Svila Pei Yashan, you have the Chadash B'Tech Yashan, and you have the Svila on top of the Yashan. So then, Svila Pachas B'Tefach, Kli B'Chadash Tarav, it's less than the Tefach space in between the Chadash and the Yashan, consider the Svila is on the Tanner of the Pnimi Mamish, and it's considered a Kisid oil, though the walls are being Seimach physically, since Basim you don't need it, to hold it up, because if you take it away, it'll fall back onto it. Therefore, it's called as Nismach on love, and therefore, it's going to be Chitzis. Mashiach, if it's more than a Tafach, it's more than a Tafach, so Pasha goes in, there's space for it to go in. And therefore, that's the reason why it's not going to be matzel. As the Taina says, since even though it's in between, the ma'aser even a davar kabel tumah on the yashan, so how's the chesed b'fnei tumah? He said a davar. The guy's Rav Yakimin Rosh says that nitel yashan really should be lamed on a chadash levadi. The pshat is since even now it's on the yashan, since if you take it away, stand on alone, it's considered like. It's like it's Ayel Gamer. Ches, the Yisaradav is a Kli B'Tech Kli, that a Kli Cheres, which is into another Kli, Kli's Matamon Elman is Toich Toich Kli. If there's a Tumah, it's a Kli Cheres, and there's a Kli which is Toich Toich Kli. The Kli is what's in the defines the Kli, and Toich Toich Kli is what's in another Kli, which is me inside of it. Pats was a Kli B'Tech Zuh, and they're all the same size. And the Shah is Bayoina B'Tech Tein, he to be able to call in Tavis, all going to be Tameh. Because each Kli is a separate Kli, and therefore it's not going to be a tama. If there's a hole, it carries maska, shares by Yonakulim Tumayas. If there's a hole of carries maska, therefore the Kli goes, it's a shirish and vatalot, which goes through, and therefore they're all going to be tama. Bainas, and he tama, it's going to be tama. The Kulim Taras, the rest is going to be Taras, because Shares is not Munuch and Avet, it's only Munuch and Avet Tachtoina, therefore anything on top of it is not going to be tama. Even the middle one's a bitamik, and the mask comes tummy from the Avichitsina, and it's mitame the middle of Kedera.